Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our series, The Mission of the Church Today. Here is Father Colleen Tamayan. This is Father Colleen Tamayan again, welcoming you to the series, The Mission of the Church Today. We're going to speak about liturgia. Liturgia is a Greek word that speaks about the praise and the worship that we are due to God. We use the word in English as liturgy, both in East and West, as a modality to name all those beautiful rituals that we are presenting as we sanctify the people of God. But liturgia goes much deeper than just those rituals and praises that we sing in the public marketplace or in our churches. Liturgia is the way in which we exhibit our piety first individually and then as a community of faith, as the body of Christ. And when I speak about piety, in my tradition as a Byzantine Catholic priest, I merely go to my first image in my childhood of my grandmothers and the women in the villages through the Carpathian Mountains I grew up in. I remember the way in which they entered the church. Everything was so gracious. Everything was speaking of a presence in the Spirit. And even though often their theology was probably lacking a lot of understanding, their hearts were singing, their body was praising, and their mind was focused on one thing, to give thanks publicly to their presence in the liturgy, to the deep gratefulness and reverence they had for God. So, liturgy for us needs to start the same way. Wherever we are and wherever the Spirit of God brings us to witness to Him and to proclaim the good news, again, is not just at the level of our words and our attitude towards the world, but needs to come from a deep spiritual life. For that, I often remember people. If we eat several times a day, and sometimes we even like to snack between the meals, do we pray likewise? Because as we need food and water to take care of our bodies, we also need the exercise of piety in the praises that we bring to God, who is the source and the author of all our lives. For that, what is your practice of liturgia today? How do you praise the one who doesn't need anything else from us, but just a deep, heartfelt, and body express? Thank you. When I am thinking of the importance of liturgia, this story comes to mind. It is said that during the Russian Revolution of 1917, there was a group of monks living in a monastery. The commander of the Communist Party in that area decided to make an example out of them. Supposedly, the monks were all fat and enjoying a good life. So he thought it would be an easy target to point out to the crowds that really religion has no power. And for that, he brought out the crucifix from inside the monastery and asked the monks to spit on it and to step on it if they want to save their lives. An interesting thing happened right there in front of all the people. under the pressure of such persecution, the abbot looked at his brothers and said, "Brothers, even though we had lived in the past in no accordance with the world of God, today it's important for us to witness to his presence among us. And instead of spitting or trampling over the crucifix, he bowed down and worshiped it. Thus, a beautiful sign of the power of liturgia." This story ends with the fact that each and every single one of those monks end up dying that day. But they died as saints. And the liturgy is the way in which the saints come together to worship and to witness and to work in the vineyard of the Lord every day of our lives. This is the end of episode 2 in the series, The Mission of the Church Today. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's episode was offered by Father Călin Tămâian. Our editing and technical support is cared for by Mr. Raul Bota. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.